The spiritual antidote for today is learning more about our souls. The soul is compared to a flame. A flame is an interesting phenomenon. It is the only physical thing that we can see that defies gravity. Yes, helium and there are gases, but we can't see it unless it's bottled in a balloon. Defying gravity means it transcends. Everything else gravitates back down to earth, is earthy, is materialistic. The soul, like a flame, is always seeking upward. Just look at the NASA industry, the trillion or billion, multi-billion dollar industry that we developed only to do one thing, to satisfy our curiosity. Human curiosity looks up into the sky, sees stars, sees planets. Is there anyone else out there? What's going on out there? Animals don't have this feature. As one of the Hasidic Rebbes once said, the animal has never seen the heaven. Because they walk on all four. Physiologically, they're that way because spiritually, they're that way. And there's nothing wrong with it. Their role is survival, existence, part of nature, to breed, protect their young, feed. So they don't look up to heaven. And that's why the homes in which they live, the habitats, and all their behavior does not change over the years. They've not developed and have a second country home, and they don't develop neurosis to go and need to go to therapy. They're satisfied. It's called animal bliss. But the human being looks upward, not just physically, but spiritually. We're always seeking. We want more. We built better technologies, always looking for more. Now in this time, when we need to be nourishing and feeding the soul, the inner resource, and get control of that side, ask yourself that question. How are your transcendent elements being fed? And that can be through music, through art, through romance. It can be through spirituality and religion. It's the deeper values that are not about just about survival. So there's a part of us that needs to survive, that needs to eat and drink and sleep and have shelter. And that part has actually been shaken up by this pandemic. But then there's another part of us, the transcendent part, love, truth, soulfulness, the sublime. Just spending time with someone you care about. Not in any survival mode, not in order to gain something. Not being a taker, but to be a giver. Focus on that in this special time.